Today, the Venezuelan Navy boarded an oil tanker, retaking control from its crew. The crew had taken over the vessel as part of a general strike protesting the government of President Hugo Chavez. Chavez says he will continue to use the military to prevent any further efforts to disrupt the country's vital oil industry. Venezuela is the world's fifth largest oil exporter and a major supplier of oil to the United States. Tens of thousands of workers are on strike in Venezuela, demanding new presidential elections. Joining us now from the Venezuelan capital is reporter Phil Gunson. Phil, can you give us some more details about what happened when the Navy boarded this tanker?
Well, the merchant naval officers concerned had always said that they wouldn't put up any resistance. And in reality, the Navy's problem is not so much boarding the ship, it's operating it, because they themselves don't have the skill to operate a tanker. What they need to do now is to wait for a fresh captain to come along who is prepared to take the ship into port. And so far as I know, as of now, they don't have one. At least there isn't one on board. So the ship remains there with two other ships that have also anchored in the vicinity and joined in the strike.
Well, what led to this confrontation?
Specifically, the general strike overall is the product of a long-standing political conflict which goes back over a year now. This is the fourth general strike in 12 months. And it's basically the way it's panning out is that the opposition, having decided that it's a waste of time holding dialogues with the government to try and persuade it to change its political line, has decided that what it needs is to have an early election and vote the government out. But the government has refused so far to come up with an immediate electoral plan to allow that to happen.
What are the specific objections to this government?
Well, there are many, but broadly, I suppose, they fall into two categories. One is the argument that this is a terrible government, that it's inefficient, that it is running the economy into the ground, that it's corrupt, that it's broken all its electoral promises. But also beyond that, there's a kind of an ideological argument, if you like, which is that this is essentially, as President Chavez says himself, a revolutionary government. Some people believe it's trying to take Venezuela down the same road as Cuba. Even those who don't believe that say that it's essentially a military government, it's authoritarian, and it's destroying Venezuelan democracy.
How widespread are the strikes now?
Well, they're partial. I mean, it has to be said that transport has operated reasonably normally. The basic industries out in the east of the country, which is to say things like iron and steel, have continued to operate. Businesses, industry, large part of private industry is shut down, but that doesn't represent an awful lot of GDP because this is essentially an oil producing country, and that's where most of the country's wealth comes from. So essentially what has to happen if the opposition is to be successful is that it has to paralyze the oil industry, and that appears to be what's beginning to take place.
Well, how likely is that is ultimately going to occur?
I think it can eventually take place. The problem is one of time, because we're now into the fourth day of the strike. It's probably going to be several days before the situation really becomes critical, depending on how many of the oil workers join the strike as opposed to just the managers. But I think the critical thing is probably going to be transportation, whether supplies, for example, critically, for example, of gasoline can get into the major cities, including Caracas. That has begun to break down a little, but it's certainly not reached critical levels yet.
Could this turn violent?
It could turn violent. The most recent precedent was back in April when a similar strike, also involving the oil industry, eventually led to a brief overthrow of the president when the military decided to withdraw support. On that occasion, 19 people died in a march on the presidential palace. And it's certainly by no means impossible that this could come to violence again.
Thanks very much, Phil.
Thank you.
Phil Gunson is a freelance reporter in Caracas, Venezuela.